gauge theories in two dimensions and quantum interoperable systems of hydrodynamic types. In particular, we focus on this periodic intermediate long wave system. Actually, there is a family of those systems labeled by an integer n. They are described by a set of n coupled partial differential equations in n fields. I will start by describing the classical system for the case n equal to 1 and what I mean by integrability. Then I will turn to the problem of the quantum system. And I will tell you how you can find a solution for this problem in a particular limit, which is known as the Benjaminian limit. Then I will give you some comments about the generic case, n bigger or equal than 2, and its connection to the AGT correspondence. Then I will tell you how gauge theories in two dimensions can be used to give some information about the problem of the quantum intermediate long wave system. In particular, I will focus on this ADHM gauge linear sigma model on S2. I will tell you how, on one side, this can be used to compute the genus zero Gromov-Witten invariance for the moduli space of instantons. On the other side, this can be used to derive Bethe ansatz equations for this quantum intermediate long wave system. And from these Bethe ansatz equations, we can recover the spectrum for the quantum system. So we start by describing the classical intermediate long wave system. We have a situation, the following situation, a system of two fluids. Here we have the x coordinate, which is periodic of period 2 pi. Fluid number 1, fluid number 2, with densities rho 1, rho 2. The intermediate long wave system is a system in hydrodynamics which describes the propagation of waves in the interface of the two fluids due to gravitational effects. Now we have depth h1 for the first fluid, h2 for the second fluid. We have some assumptions. H1 much smaller than H2, rho 1 smaller than rho 2. Then I will call the total depth of the channel H1 plus H2. We have that the amplitude A must be much smaller than H. The wavelength lambda has to be bigger than H1, and this is why it is called long wave. And now we can have three different regimes for this system. An intermediate regime in which H is of the same order of lambda. So this psi parameter, which is H over lambda, is of order 1. And this is known as the intermediate long wave regime. Then we have the limit h much bigger than lambda, psi goes to infinity. This is the Benjamin Ono regime. And then we have the opposite limit, h much smaller than lambda, psi which equals to 0. And this is the KdV regime. So you see that the intermediate long wave regime is a system which interpolates between the Benjamin Ono and the KdV one. It can be described by a partial differential equation, or better, a partial integral differential equation. If I call u the profile of the wave, we have that the derivative with respect to time is equal to 2u ux plus qxi plus qt uxx, where this q parameter is proportional to the ratio of the densities. In the following, I will call it I V plus V to the minus 1. While this T, T of a function of x, is 1 over 2 pi, integral from 0 to pi of the y, then we have the ratio theta 1 prime over theta 1, Jacobi theta functions, of y minus x, and the second periodicity, which is given by the exponential of this psi parameter, and then the function in y. This is the equation for intermediate long wave. You can take the limit psi which goes to infinity, and this will give you the equation for Benjamin Ono, and the limit psi which goes to 0, which gives you the equation for KdV. This partial differential equation is of special type because it is integrable. So what does it mean to be integrable? In this case, we have a fluid, which is a system with an infinite number of degrees of freedom. And for systems with an infinite number of degrees of freedom, the definition of integrability is not clear. What one usually does is to try and generalize the definition of integrability for the finite number of degrees of freedom, the real integrability. What does it mean? So we have finite number of degrees of freedom. We have a system described by Hamiltonian, H, which is a function of the coordinates, the momenta, and time. Let's suppose that I goes from 1 to n. The time evolution of the coordinates and the momenta is given by the Poisson brackets. Where the Poisson bracket has the usual definition. Minus the reverse. So the Poisson bracket is anti-symmetric, satisfies Jacobi identity. Then in this case, integrability means the following. We have a system of n conserved quantities, ii, which are in involution with respect to the Poisson bracket. So ii, ij is equal to 0. They are functionally independent. If you are able to find such conserved quantities, you can go to the so-called action angle variables. And give a solution for the system in terms of those coordinates. Now, what about the case with an infinite number of degrees of freedom? You say that a system is integrable if we have the following things. A Poisson bracket, which is anti-symmetric, satisfies the Jacobi identity and determines the time evolution of your function. Then you need to have an infinite number of conserved quantities, which are in involution with respect to the Poisson bracket. And then you also require the existence of an infinite number of exact solutions for this partial differential equation. Which typically are known as soliton solutions. Now, for the intermediate long wave system, it has been proven that this partial differential equation is integral. So, in particular, you can write down the Poisson bracket. Now we have Poisson bracket with respect to functional of the U function. So that, for example, we have ux, uy equal to delta prime of x minus y. Then we also have an infinite number of integrals of motion, which are written in terms of the Hamiltonian densities. So for example, the first density is u squared over 2. Then we have u cubed over 3 plus q over 2 ut ux, and so on and so forth. And in particular, the partial differential equation for LW1 can be written as ut equal to Poisson bracket u with the second Hamiltonian. So you see that the Poisson brackets determine the time evolution of the function. And this is all I want to say for the classical system. Now we can try to quantize this system in the following way. We have a field which is periodic in x, so we can go to Fourier coordinates, expand the function in Fourier modes. From this Poisson bracket, ux, uy, we can recover the Poisson brackets for the Fourier modes, which is am, am equal to minus I m delta m plus n. And then you do the usual thing that you do when you want to quantize the system. You replace the Poisson bracket with a commutator. So now we have a quantum commutator between the modes. Which is a Heisenberg algebra. Now, the quantum problem means from the classical Hamiltonians, you have to write down some quantum Hamiltonians, and you have to find the basis of states, alpha, such that all of the infinite number of Hamiltonians are simultaneously diagonalized. So I n alpha equal to E alpha n of alpha. So you have to find the eigenstates and the spectrum for this theory. Now, what you can do is the definition of the quantum Hamiltonians, is to take the normal order product of the classical ones. But this not always works. You can have that the commutator is equal to zero at the first order, but then there are corrections of order h bar or higher powers. So even if the classical system is integrable, it is not guaranteed that the quantum system is integrable. You have to find some other method to construct the quantum Hamiltonians. What has been done is that in the Benjamin Ono limit, the quantum Hamiltonians are known, and the quantum problem has been solved. Let me give you an idea on how we solve this quantum problem for Benjamin Ono. So we write down the first two quantum Hamiltonians, I1, which is just the number operator, and I2, which is something like this. And then we have all of the others. Now you have to find a basis in the space of states that diagonalizes all of the Hamiltonians. For sure, a basis can be something like this. You start from your vacuum, then you apply A minus 1 a certain amount of times. Same thing with A minus 2, A minus 3, and so on and so forth. Let me call such a state alpha. This state diagonalizes the first Hamiltonian, I1. I1 of alpha has an eigenvalue k of alpha, which is simply the level of the state, and 1 plus 2 and 2 plus 3 and 3 plus all the dots. So this is a good state. This is a good basis for the first Hamiltonian, but not for all of the others. This state do not diagonalize I2, for example. What has been realized is that I2 is just another way of rewriting the Hamiltonian for the trigonometric Calogero-Sutherland system. This is a quantum integral system of k particles on a circle. With an interaction which is given by the inverse of the sine square. So the Hamiltonian is something like this. Then we have some coupling beta. this is a quantitable system with k degrees of freedom. The solution has been found explicitly. In particular, the eigenstates, or better, the eigenfunctions, are in one-to-one correspondence with partitions of K, partitions lambda, partition is just a set of positive integers with n smaller or equal than k, such that lambda 1 is bigger or equal than lambda 2 up to lambda n. So for example, for k equal to 3, we can have three different partitions. In Jahn tableau notation, we have diagrams like this. This is the partition 3. This is the partition 2, 1. And this is the partition 1, 1, 1. Then to each partition, we can associate a particular symmetric polynomial in k variables, which is known as the Jack polynomial. J beta depending on the partition in k variables. These Jack polynomials can be written as linear combinations of other symmetric polynomials. Which are known as the PN polynomials, given by this simple expression, xi to the n. So for example, again, for the case k equal to 3, you can have j lambda equal to some coefficient times p3, plus another coefficient times p1, p2, plus a third coefficient times p1 cubed. Then what you do is just to replace Pn with the oscillator A minus n, and you will have a state in the Heisenberg algebra, which is labeled by a partition. It will be given by C1 A minus 3 plus C2 A minus 1 A minus 2 plus C3 A minus 1 cubed. Apply to the vacuum state. A beta is related to B, so it will be something like minus B squared or something like that. And then what you can show is that the trigonometric Calogero-Sutherland Hamiltonian applied to a Jack polynomial corresponding to a partition lambda is the same thing as the second Hamiltonian applied to this state lambda. And also the spectrum is known. In particular, if I define these functions hn lambda, which depends on the partition and on a variable a, in this way. To the nth power. We simply have that I2 applied to lambda is equal to H2 of the partition lambda in 0 applied to times lambda. So this basis lambda diagonalizes both I1 and I2. What is more is that diagonalizes all of the other Hamiltonians. With eigenvalue A HN, depending on the partition lambda, computed in zero. And this is how we solve the quantum problem for the Benjamin Ono in the case n equal to 1. Then you can try to generalize this for n generic. For example, in the case n equal to 2, ILW2 will be given by, at the classical level, a set of two couple partial differential equation expressed in terms of the Poisson brackets. H, which is the second Hamiltonian. We have two different Poisson brackets for the two different fields. This is the same as before. The Poisson bracket for V is a bit more complicated. Then there is delta third derivative. The Hamiltonians at the classical level are known. The Hamiltonian densities are G1 equal to U2 over 2 plus V. G2 equal to U cube over 3 plus UV plus Q over 2 UT UX and all of the others. You plug the second Hamiltonian in the Poisson brackets and you recover the partial differential equations. Then you can study the quantum system. Again, you expand your fields in Fourier modes. U in terms of AN and V in terms of LN. This will give you a Heisenberg algebra. This will give you Virasoro algebra with central charge 1 plus 6 q squared. And again, you can try and study the quantum problem associated to this interval system. And again, the quantum problem has been solved only in the Benjamin Ono limit. In particular, the eigenstates can be labeled by bipartitions, plus a parameter labeling the vacuum. For example, L0 applied to the vacuum is q squared over 4 minus e squared the vacuum. And the spectrum is given by IN on this state equal to HN corresponding to the partition lambda 1 of A plus HN corresponding to the partition lambda 2 of minus A. And then you can generalize this construction for intermediate long wave for generic N. For generic N, the quantum algebra will be Heisenberg plus WN. What is fun is that this can be related to DHT correspondence. For example, let me show you the relation to the simplest case of DHT correspondence. Correspondence is telling you that the correlator of n-point functions of Liouville conformal field theory in a sphere is the same thing as the instanton partition function for a four-dimensional gauge theory with supersymmetry n equal to 2, gauge group U2 times U2 times U2 n minus 3 times, plus matter in the bifundamental representation. For example, I can write down the instanton partition function as sum over many integers. Then we have the instanton counting parameters, Q1, Q, and minus 3. And then a big sum over n minus 3 B partitions. Then we have the contribution from the vector supermultiplet for the first B partition up to the last B partition. And then all of the bifundamental contributions. And so on and so forth. Has been given a proof of the AGT correspondence in conformal field theory. The idea of the proof is to consider the algebra underlying the Liouville field theory, which is Heisenberg plus Virasoro in this case. And then what you do is to try to find that unique basis, which, by the way, is labeled by B partitions, such that the norm of this state is equal to the inverse of a contribution from a vector multiplet. And the web of a primary field with respect to two such states is equal to the bifundamental contribution. So what you have to do now is to insert the identity written in terms of this particular basis inside the correlator, and you will see that this correlator naturally decomposes into the product of vector contribution and bifundamental contributions. And you have a connection to the quantum Benjamin Ono system because this is exactly the same basis that diagonalizes all of the quantum Hamiltonians of quantum Benjamin Ono. And this is valid for generic n. But now, what about quantum intermediate long wave system? One would like to find the quantum Hamiltonians, the eigenstates, and the spectrum for this quantum system. What has been done last year by Litvinov for the case intermediate long wave 2, he was able to compute by hand the first 7 Hamiltonians. And then he had some proposals. He conjectured that the eigenstates are still labeled in some way by the partitions. Last year.
And then 3 days ago.
3 days ago, he generalized these to quantum intermediate long wave for generic n, but also for generic p.
Basically, p was zero. Here, b was I, or b squared was 1? What was the value of b?
B, b, the small b,
yeah,
is generic value.
Okay.
Yeah. No, you are asking if c equal to 1 or...
Yeah.
No, it's b generic. And then he had formulas for the spectrum and the norm of the states. In particular, he said that the spectrum can be written in terms of these functions, trace of sigma to some power, which corresponds to the eigenvalue of In, which is equal to sigma 1 to the n plus up to k, where those sigma i's satisfy Bethe ansatz equations. Of this form, this is equal to the exponential of minus the xi parameter, which appeared in the intermediate long wave system, or the same thing, but with q reversed.
How many, what's the range of j?
J? Okay. Yeah, from 1 to k.
Where k
is the Hamiltonian of the first. The eigenvalue of the first Hamiltonian, or if you want the size of the bipartition. The eigenstate is labeled by bipartition such that lambda 1 plus lambda 2 is equal to k.
So the first one is UK with the
M. Will be related to the instanton number.
The number of the gauge group, right. And then n from
n will be related to the rank of the gauge group in four dimension, let's say, and k will be the instanton number, but I will talk about that later. So those are the Bethe-ansatz equations. And finally, he also proposed a formula for the norm of the eigenstates, which I'm not going to write down. And he said that he computed, he did some computation, and he said that this proposal is correct, at least for the few lowest k, but he doesn't have a prescription or a derivation for those formulas. What we did was to try and give a derivation of this proposal starting from gauge theory, particularly from gauge theories in two dimensions. Yeah, I'm going to do it now. So we consider this ADHN gauge linear sigma model, with n equal to 2 comma 2 supersymmetry on S2. The quiver is something like this. We have a gauge group UK, the flavor group UN, fields I and J in the fundamental and anti-fundamental representation of the UK gauge group. And then we have three fields in the adjoint, B1, B2, and chi. The R charges are 0, 0, 0, 0, and 2. There is a superpotential, which is trace of chi times the commutator B1, B2, plus ij. We have a flavor group, which is un times u1 square. So the twisted masses for un are called a1 up to am. For the two u1s, we have epsilon1 and epsilon2. From the point of view of the brain construction, what we have is a system of k B1 brains plus n D5 brains. On a space, the dimensional space, which is C2 times D star of S2, which is the resolution of an A1 singularity, C2 over Z2, times C. So we have the D1 brains are wrapped around S2, and the D5 brains are wrapped around S2 times C2. So since the D1 brain on top of the D5 brain is an instanton from the point of view of the D5 brains, we claim that we are, in some sense, studying instantons in a gauge theory living on C2 times S2. Then, what was our original motivation? Surely not the intermediate long wave system. What we were interested in is the computation of the equivariant Gromyutian invariance for the moduli space of instantons. We know that for each gauge universal model in two dimensions, there is an associated target manifold N, defined by the Higgs vacuo equation, the vacuo equation in the Higgs branch. In our case, the target space is NKN, which is the moduli space of instantons, moduli space of K instantons. In a UN gauge theory. From recent results in localization, we know that the partition function on the sphere for a gauge universal model with target M computes the exponential of minus the Keller potential for the Keller-Morrow space of the target. This contains the information about the genus zero Gromyutian invariance for your target manifold. So in our case, we were able to compute the equivariant, because we are turning on equivariant parameters, Gromyutian invariance for the moduli space of instantons for generic K and N. both computing the partition function explicitly, so extracting the Keter potential, and from this, the Genu zero from a Witten potential. And we know that partition function on the sphere can be decomposed as a one loop part, a vortex part, and an anti-vortex part. We realize that the vortex partition function is the same thing as this given tau I function, which is just another way of computing the Gomovitan invariance in this given tau formalism. And we were able to compare our results with the mathematical results in the math literature. There are results just for the case n equal to 1. And we were able to extend the computation of the Gomovitan invariance for n generic. Then what we did was to try and study the mirror theory. We are in two dimensions with 2,2 supersymmetry. And then, so we have mirror symmetry. To each Gajerian sigma model, we can associate the corresponding mirror to Eastern Landau-Ginzburg theory. This is a theory defined by vector supermultiplets, Keras supermultiplets plus superpotential W. This is a theory defined by twisted Keras fields Y, superfield strength sigma, plus a twisted superpotential W tilde, which depends both on sigma and on Y. We know how to compute the partition function on the sphere for K-linear sigma models. We know how to compute the partition function on the sphere for Landau-Ginzburg models, which typically is some integral of the exponential, let's say, of minus the twisted superpotential minus its complex conjugate. The problem is that we don't know what the mirror theory is, but it's not a problem because we know that the partition function for the Gajerian sigma model is equal to the partition function for the mirror Landau-Ginzburg theory. So we write down the partition function for the Gajerian sigma model. We use some mathematical identities. We rewrite the partition function in the Landau-Ginzburg theory. So from this, we are able to extract the twisted superpotential. So now we have the twisted superpotential depending on K and Y and sigma. We studied the theory in the infrared in the Coulomb branch. In the Coulomb branch, the fields Y become massive. We have to integrate them out. We integrate out also the W fields. And we just remain with an effective twisted superpotential, which only depends on sigma. And then from the Bethe gauge correspondence of Nekrasov and Shatashvili, we know that if we study the vacuum equations in the Coulomb branch, which can be written as the exponential, the derivative of the effective twisted superpotential with respect to sigma equal to 1, those are Bethe ansatz equations for some quantum iterable systems. And we notice that those Bethe ansatz equations are exactly the same written down by Litvinov. So we associated those systems to this quantum intermediate long wave system. Moreover, from the gauge theory point of view, it is natural to expect that the spectrum is given in terms of trace of sigma to some power. because trace of sigma to some power is simply the web of some gauge theory observables. And we also can justify this proposal for the formula of the norm of the states, because if you solve the Bittanset equations, you see that the solutions are labeled by B partitions, or better, N partitions. But Litvino was studying the case N equal to 2. Then you can compute the partition function for the neural analysis theory, evaluated at the vacuum labeled by the partition. And this gives exactly a formula for the inverse norm of the eigenstate, which coincides with this formula proposed by Litvino. And then, of course, you can try and generalize this thing considering more general quivers. For example, you can take the quiver, the affine AN quiver. This will be related to instantons on C2 times ZP, the Allee space of type AP. And this will give you the Bittanset equation proposed by Litvino in this more recent paper. Or you can try to generalize this set into three dimensions. There is a version of intermediate long wave system in three dimensions in which in T, there was this T of uxx. Instead of having the x square, the Laplacian is replaced by a finite difference operator.
That's
for the Benjamin case.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you can see that the spectrum from the point of view of the three-dimensional theory will be given by the trace of exponential of the sigmas, which generates all of the Hamiltonians for the two-dimensional case. And then another interesting thing is one would like to understand if there is some meaning from the point of view of the AGT correspondence for the quantum intermediate long wave system. But this we don't know. We don't know the meaning of the psi deformation in this case. And that's more or less what I wanted to say. The Liouville parameter B. From the gauge theory point of view, B will be something like square root of epsilon 1 over epsilon 2. So B and B minus 1 are related to epsilon 1, epsilon 2, normalizing units of epsilon 1, epsilon 2.
So what's the main obstacle to do the quantum continuous quantum
wave case? We don't know what the eigenstates are.
Yeah, in terms of like polynomials.
They will no longer be polynomials. That
yeah, so but if you are given a quantum solution, would that be enough? Let's see.
But the problem is that we really have no idea on what even this formula solution can be, because
so that's the eigenstates of the solution.
Yeah, but are they known? They are known as... Nekrasov has some idea, but he didn't write the paper, so I still don't know.
Well, we also have that proportional part. So, wait, so is that to be given the formal series, which is Leibniz-Stadel,
then you can apply the quantum Hamiltonian and compute the corresponding eigenvalue.
Okay.
I think that Litvino did something, because he claimed that he did some computation and he checked, but he didn't write down the eigenstates, so we cannot compare. But in principle, you can do that. Of course, you also need the quantum Hamiltonian, and we only know the first few quantum Hamiltonians. Even if I think that it exists some generating functions for the Hamiltonians of the quantum intermediate long wave, is in a paper by mathematicians, taking a Awata and something like that. But they didn't realize that it was related to a quantum intermediate long wave system. They only connected this to the computational equivalent quantum cohomology for the Moore space and instantons in terms of how we can open conformals, oscillators, but the Hamiltonians are the same.
One question?
Well, let's thank you.